If you want to be a work as a doctor, lawyer, anthropologist, archaeologist, no qualification, no work. If you want to be a tradesperson, no ticket, no start. If you want to go and work with children, you have to have a clearance from the police to go and work there. But if you want to work with Aboriginals, there is no requirement for any of those things. And where businesses look internationally for their boss people, in Aboriginal organisations, they look around within the local community. So the Peter principle is alive and well. So it's for those reasons that I don't see anything changing. And I mean, the education department and the government is focusing on educating Aboriginal children, where in Fitzroy Crossing you have an average daily attendance of 37%, in Halls Creek a daily attendance of 46%. You can't teach people if they're not in the classroom. We don't see any change. We've only had white settlement in the Kimberleys for 120 years. You go over east, there's been white settlement there for 220 years. We're 100 years behind, and yet we're trying to do business in the same way as they do over in the East Coast. Not possible. We need government to intervene to get the changes, because they're using taxpayers' money to continually fail Aboriginal people.
What would be some of the better solutions? Should the government take back that money, perhaps, and administer all the programs from a purely government perspective and no corporations, no NGOs, that kind of thing?
There should not be Aboriginal services as appendages. We should be in part of mainstream. Bring us in from the cold and provide us with the people with the best qualification and intention, and not just individuals. We need teams of people to go into these communities. And the only glue that keeps these people in these communities is poverty.
Do you feel that there is money not flowing through to the people who need it the most?
Look, sociologists say, don't care whatever report you read, they say change for the people for whom change is necessary will only happen when those people do something about it. Every solution is trying to get people external to the community to do something about it and solve the problem. These people vote with their feet, and every change and policy and program that the government, whether it be Liberal or Labor, has brought in, has clearly not worked. And even the cashless card that's come in, because Aboriginal people have survived every other thing that they've thrown at them, they will survive that as well. And so there has to be a real team approach going into these things and looking at it and get one place sorted and then fixed up. But everything that they do is always just something window dressing, but never fixing anything